Hi, you've tuned into the Genuine Evaluation podcast series. I am Jane Davidson, and today I'm talking with Dr. Michael Scriven about the workshops that he and I are doing at the European Evaluation Society Conference in Dublin this year, and also the American Evaluation Association Conference in Denver. Enjoy the podcast.
Michael, what's wrong with the way that evaluation, particularly program evaluation, the way that it's usually done? What is a lot of evaluation in practice missing that you think people will get from this workshop?
What is missing? Substantial basis for establishing the evaluative premises that you need in order to get to the evaluative conclusion. So what we're doing is doing great collection of non-evaluative data, but you can't jump from that to an answer to an evaluative question. So we're just jumping without explaining it or without justifying it, to be blunt about it, which means we're not doing it professionally. So what we're going to do is to fill in the missing links, explain how in common sense evaluation they are properly filled in, and what we need to do is to refine that and understand it thoroughly, and then we'll have a legitimate, comprehensive science of evaluation.
Right. And so that's important for decision makers because?
And because they're likely to make the wrong decision if they don't get the answers to their original question, which is almost always evaluative, like, what would be the best thing to do here and now with handling this problem, which is too much juvenile crime or whatever it is. And at the moment we're giving them answers that may fit in with previous approaches, and so they seem like, even if they deny the success of the previous approaches, it's all part of a kind of part of the game which they understand, so they accept this. But in fact, it's not an adequate evaluation, and they shouldn't accept it, because it hasn't explained just how certain values, which we haven't stated explicitly, can be given a foundation, in fact, and can support the particular conclusion that we're producing, evaluative conclusion. So the decision makers are at risk, but so are the improvers, the designers, who are trying to improve the first trial version of their program, and they're getting bad advice from the people who are doing formative evaluation, at least sometimes, because they haven't covered the problem of what values were you relying on and how to justify those values. There isn't much in the textbooks about how you prove a value claim is true, and we are going to address that.
Right. Now, a lot of people, I suppose a lot of those reports, Michael, when I look at them, I kind of refer to them as Rorschach inkblot reports, because you can read from one end of them to the other and get to the end still being none the wiser about whether the entire program was a waste of time and money, or even whether individual results were any good or not. It's lacking the so what.
Yes, it is indeed.
And of course, one of the big things that people quite often raise is, well, who am I to impose my values on the data?
Right.
What should we say to them?
Well, who you are is theoretically a good professional evaluator, which means a specialist in dealing with questions that are asked about how good something is, whether it's better than the alternatives, whether or not it needs improvement, whether it's cost effective as well as effective. All these questions are the practical questions that you really have to have answers to, and we're coming up with relevant facts, but not all the relevant evaluative analysis that we need to add facts, the non-evaluative facts, in order to get the conclusion.
So the key point is that the values piece, it's not just about individual, personal or cultural values or anything else. It's there, these are factual, defensible, real values. I guess I quite often don't call them so much values, but definitions of what value and quality are and should be in a particular context. So, I mean, how do we define valuable when we're looking at a particular outcome?
Evaluation is a collection of terms that we use, which are more than 50% context dependent. I mean, the extreme case of that with non-evaluative terms is descriptive terms like large, small, heavy, light, laborious, easy. All of those are completely up contextual reference because you don't know what scale of large you're talking about. Large mice are very much smaller than very small elephants, as the saying goes. And what we need to do is to understand that once you fill in the right details about the context, then you will be able to clarify what's meant by and what's justified in calling something the best solution by appealing to non-evaluative facts that are observable or derivable from other well-established facts. And that's what we're going to do.
That's right. And I think one of the key things is saying, you know, we're looking for, in some cases, an approximate answer to an important question, so that when we draw an evaluative conclusion, it doesn't mean that there's nobody on the entire planet who will ever argue with it, but that it's the reasoning is transparent, can be followed, is based in sound principles and evidence and values, and that's the stuff that's really useful for decision makers.
Right. Yes. I mean, I think in terms of the old fight between quantitative and qualitative, it's true that much of the evaluative slice of the action is qualitative and not easy to quantitative. But what we want to argue is that some of it can be reduced to quantitative and thereby introduce some precision and better interjudge reliability and so on. But where you can't do that, you can nevertheless achieve very good interjudge agreement with a qualitative scale. It won't be precise, but not all value issues can be given precise answers. They don't have precise answers. It's not that they have them if only we knew how to find them. All we need for decision making or improving is guidance. That comes with approximate answers very well indeed. If you can tell somebody that the product that they're working on is still enormously in need of improvement in the consumer interface, particularly in respect of this, that, and the other, and that in those respects it's completely below the standards of the field, then that gives them an idea of where they need to do some work. But if you can't link to the standards of the field or other good, solidly based values, then you aren't going to be able to help them.
Right. So we're going to have a fun workshop in Dublin, and we've got another one in Denver at the American Evaluation Association. That's already sold out, sadly, for everybody. They'll just have to come to Dublin, won't they?
Right, yes. Hop on a plane.
Hop on a plane. It's not that hard. So we've got a wide range of stuff we're going to be able to get through, looking at, I suppose, just the real practical side of evaluation-specific methodology, but also that logic underlying it and the evaluation theory that surrounds what evaluation actually is and what we need to do in order to get to those conclusions.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good workshop. I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Me too.
Yes. Excellent. We'll see everyone in Dublin.